Hi, welcome back to Everyday Superheroes Blog. I'm your host, Nikki, and I'm here with my good friend, Cam Ransom.
Hello.
We're here just to talk about, you know, comics, superheroes, all that jazz. Cam is a really good friend of mine, and he grew up with the comics. Cam, tell me a little bit about how, like, your relationship or your story with the superheroes.
I mean, so growing up, I wasn't like a big comic book person. I got into superheroes by watching animated television shows. I watched some of the Batman, the animated series. I watched some of the Justice League, like 90s. But primarily, I watched Teen Titans and Young Justice being later on. But Teen Titans really was, like, my first big watch for, like, animated, like, comic book television shows. And from there, I started, like, really liking those characters. And my dad noticed that. So he was like, let's just bring you to a comic book store. And we went, and he probably spent $50 to $100 on my first, like, set of comic books, which were primarily The Flash comic books, Teen Titans comic books, and some Batman. I believe I also got a Batwoman comic.
That's awesome. Because I recently went into like my first real comic book store. I know it's a little bit late to experience that because I didn't really grow up with them. I more so got more immersed with the movies, Marvel and DC. And the feeling that I got when I went into the first comic, like my first comic book store, and just saw like boxes upon boxes upon boxes of like so many different stories of my favorite heroes, I was like, it was like the one of the most amazing feelings ever. Did you have what was your
experience? I love going into comic book stores because every time there's something different that I haven't seen before. And titles that I didn't even think existed, whether they're new or old ones that I've never seen.
Do you have like a favorite comic book superhero that you like once you fell in love with Teen Titans, Young Justice, all that stuff? Is there a certain character like that you attach to?
I mean, there's a few. So when it comes to, so I primarily read DC comics. And I'm sure we will talk about that in a bit. But, so, like I said, I read a lot of Flash comics, and I love Wally West forever. Like, Wally West, the first version of Wally. Because they, I don't know, his character, they just put him through a lot, I feel. And I like characters that have a lot of emotional storylines. So I always really liked him. I loved Raven. Once again, emotional storylines. She has a lot of baggage when it comes to her father and being part demon. So the emotional storylines were the ones that always got to me. Another big one that I also liked that I read less of comics about, but more so read about just in general, like researched more so, is Roy Harper. They put his character in the comics through a lot.
Love Roy. Yeah, I fell in love with Roy when I watched Arrow on the CW. Oh, such a good show.
Yeah, I loved Roy on it. And I'm gonna preface a spoiler because the one thing I never thought that they would do on Arrow, they ended up doing in the final season, taking his arm. I never thought that they would do that storyline and have Roy Harper's arm have to be removed. And I wish we saw more of that in that storyline, but obviously yeah. It was the last
season. It kind of reminds me of Bucky.
Yes, that his arm does get removed.
Yeah. So you mentioned how you're more into DC comics than Marvel. Did you ever have the same type of relationship with Marvel comics or Marvel Entertainment? Or were you strictly, like, raised on DC?
So I was really raised on DC, but for years, even before the MCU, when I read the Avengers versus X-Men comic or the series, the run, the comic run, I met a character that ended up becoming my favorite Marvel character. Even though she wasn't in too much of it, she played a big role. She just kind of appeared later on in it, and that was Wanda Maximoff, Scarlet Witch. I fell in love with her. She is one of my favorite comic book characters of all time. That being said, she's probably in the lower top 10 comic book characters for me.
That's awesome. I recently, with Disney Plus, they did WandaVision. What did you think of that show? I think that captured Wanda really well, in a sense, because we didn't really get to see much of her in, like, Age of Ultron, Civil War, Infinity War. They developed her, but I think WandaVision definitely developed her character more.
Yeah, it was really nice to see, because when I first saw her in Age of Ultron, I was underwhelmed. I thought the casting was fantastic, however. The way they always explained her powers was frustrating to me, because being a comic book fan, I knew that it wasn't like, oh, I just have pink magic powers. It was, oh, she's, and before they retconned it, she's a mutant who could use chaos magic, and because she was a witch. But they never touched on that until WandaVision, and it was really nice as someone who's followed Wanda for a long time to see her really start to grow into her powers and to start to see her mind shatter. Because there are some characters that you really want to be happy, but their best storylines is when they're falling apart. Wanda is one of those characters. Her best storyline is when her mind absolutely shatters.
Yeah, I definitely think with WandaVision, we did see that, because we learned about, and I'm going to preface a spoiler here, we learned how she kind of created another version of Vision with the Mind Stone that's in her. And so it was a way that she was trying to cope with her grief. And I liked that. One thing that I'm liking that the MCU kind of does is they show more dimensions with the characters, specifically like they did with Iron Man, and they showed how he had anxiety, and other characters have, like Bucky, he has PTSD, and with Falcon and Winter Soldier, we're seeing him go to therapy to try to go through that. I like the dimensions that they give to the characters, because it makes the fans be able to relate more personally to those characters.
I agree in some regards. My big problem with the MCU and just Marvel as a whole is they do tend to make a joke of everything. The biggest example is Thor and his whole arc in Endgame. That is, they basically made a joke out of everything that he was going through, out of his survivor's guilt, out of his depression. They basically just went, Thor got fat and moved on, and it was frustrating. And I feel like Marvel does that a lot, which is, once again, why I prefer DC comics and DC as a whole.
Do you have any favorite, now going back to DC, do you have any favorite movies or TV shows from the DC universe?
So, I always forget which one it is. I know this isn't a good movie. Like, it's, I love it because it's cheesy, but I will forever love the George Clooney Batman movie. Like, it's not good. It's not good by any means. I'm not gonna sit here and praise it as a film, but it was so campy, and I love it just because, I don't know, I was raised on it. I absolutely love any of the Zack Snyder DC movies. So Man of Steel, though I'm not super drawn to it because I'm not a big Superman person, but Batman v Superman, as you know, Nikki, I think that it gets unnecessary hate because it came out around the time of Civil War. And Justice League, the Snyder Cut version that just came out recently, is everything I wanted it to be and more.
Yeah, I know. I've said this before, but in my regards to Batman v Superman, the one thing that I thought that this is where I lean more towards Marvel, and I can completely understand how it could be like considered a spectacle and stuff. I am a sucker for action. I don't like plot when it comes to superhero movies. I like character development, but I like things to happen. So that's one of the reasons I am not a huge fan of Batman v Superman, but as a very, very big Superman fan myself, I am a sucker for any and every Superman movie.
I love plot heavy movies, especially with Justice League, because it only had two movies of build up. Plot heavy nature of the films made it where the characters were more important to me. Those films, they really took time to develop them over the span of three movies rather than Marvel. For me, this is just my opinion, rather than Marvel taking them three movies at least to get decent character development. Whereas DC movies, because of how plot heavy they are, you can see that character development and change in the span of one movie, rather than like Iron Man, it took him like till the third Avengers movie to, for me, grow as a person.
Yeah, I can see that. And I mean, I guess because I did see the new version, I guess the Joss Whedon version of Justice League, that also kind of put a sour taste in my mouth, because I was very hyped up with Avengers, and then after I was like, oh, I'm gonna see all the cool DC characters come together, and that movie was kind of a letdown to me. So that kind of put a sour taste in my mouth for the DC movies as well, but I'm throwing no shade because I do enjoy watching them.
Well, that is why I'm happy that I never saw it. My first watch of the Justice League was the Snyder Cut, and I stand by my decision to not see the Joss Whedon version. And I will probably never see that version.
Yeah, I definitely think that's a smart thing on your hand. Because, like, so, for example, Ezra Miller as The Flash. Now, I watched probably about 3 or 4 seasons of The Flash on the CW. So, my version of Barry Allen in my head is Grant Gustin's version, because I absolutely love the way that he portrayed the character. And then Ezra Miller came into the picture as Barry Allen, and he was a completely different version, and it's just, he was too, like, kiddish for me. It's kind of hard to explain. He just didn't develop the character as, or show the character as I was hoping, because I had already seen one version of Barry Allen.
I think the important thing to remember with that time of the CW shows is that they were trying to make them darker and more mature versions of the characters. So, like, even with Oliver Queen, like, they made him Batman-esque, when Oliver Queen in the comics is just a big jokester. Like, I love Arrow, don't get me wrong, but he is nothing like Oliver from the comics. The only person in the in that show that is remotely similar to their comic book counterpart is Laurel, despite not going by her actual name. And same thing with The Flash. I feel like most of the characters on that show aren't similar to their comic book counterparts. That being said, I do like some decisions that they made. I think that the casting of Iris West for the TV show is one of the best casting decisions that the CW has ever made. She was perfect.
Yeah, I agree. I really liked Iris. She was, as a journalism major myself, I could see a lot of myself in Iris with her working at. That's another reason why I kind of latched on to Lois Lane. And I latched onto Clark Kent because I saw a lot of myself in them, learning the world of journalism. And it's just like what I want to do. I want to be able to write for newspapers and all that good stuff. So I think they did, going back to Iris, I think they did a really good job casting her. And gonna admit, like, I go into these with a blind eye because I'm not very well versed in the comics. I am more media oriented, whether it is TV shows or movies, for both cases.
That's another thing I like about DC. Like, among all their different platforms, like whether that be animation, movies, or TV, you can really find anything. There are off-the-wall shows that are just crazy, like Legends of Tomorrow or Doom Patrol. Same thing with the comics, Doom Patrol. There are more serious stories that truly dissect characters, like Watchmen or the newest like Justice League movie. There's shows that are rooted in reality for the beginning, like Arrow, that are like darker shows that was kind of like a crime show at first. There are like lighter, happier shows like Supergirl and The Flash and the newly added Stargirl. There's characters like Black Lightning and Batwoman, which I think are really, really cool characters that I'm happy that are getting television time, because I feel like those characters are very popular characters in the comics, but for some reason they just never took for movies. I really like that DC has taken time to bring those characters to life.
Yeah, because I can see that, because if you're looking at like everything that Marvel has done so far, And I mean, they've done like branches of like different TV shows. So I think one of the big shows they've done, like the first big show that they did, I could be wrong, but would be Agents of Shield, which isn't really off the wall. I'd say the most off the wall, if it is, would maybe be Runaways that was on Hulu. Feel like into the MCU type of realm. It feels like it was its very own individual story. I personally did enjoy it. I thought it was kind of weird, not gonna lie. At the beginning, I was just watching it for Greg Sulkin, and I ended up falling in love with Chase. And then, potential spoiler again, in season two, I really liked the dynamic between Chase and Gert. Old Lacey, I believe, is the dinosaur's name. But my personal favorite season, which is the only season that I didn't struggle to get through, and I binged it as soon as it came out with season three. I absolutely love season three. That was the best season. But if you're looking at more of like all of Marvel's things as a whole, they all have a very similar feel to it. In comparison, like we said with DC, where you can have a crime show with Arrow, you can have an off-the-wall show with Legends of Tomorrow. You can have something that five different shows, all from the same universe, that have completely different feels, but it works. I feel like if we had a Legends of Tomorrow version in the Marvel like universe, like if Disney Plus did something, it just wouldn't, A, it wouldn't work, and B, it wouldn't fit.
I don't know, because it seems like they might be telling a similar story with Loki.
That's true. That
I
is
feel
true.
like with Phase 4, this is very much so where they're testing things and they're telling comic book stories that you wouldn't think that the MCU would do. And I'm really excited to see where it goes because Phase 4 is also introducing a character that I have been begging Marvel to introduce because I love her. She-Hulk. I'm ready to see She-Hulk. I want to learn more about her. I really don't know anything about her character other than I just want to know more about her, and I'm really excited to see her, and I hope she's
Yeah,
amazing.
I'm intrigued because I know we've talked about there's a potential rumor that Daredevil could be coming into it, and as someone who recently started watching, well, I'm at season three now, but I have watched D Daredevil. I can officially claim that now my favorite Marvel hero is Spider-Man, but I can officially claim now that my second favorite, who's a very, very close second place, is Daredevil. I love the entire story of Daredevil. I think it's very fascinating with the character like Matt Murdock, who had become blind, and you can see him kick so much butt on screen. He is amazing. I especially his fight scenes. I think his fight scenes are like so cool.
Yeah, no, I really like that we're getting to the day and age in comic books, and we're showing more stories with so many groups of people, so many different religious groups of people, because we're getting stories with those soon, which is really nice, with people of color, with Black Lightning, Shang-Chi is coming out soon. Like, I think that's really important. LGBT people, Wiccan and Speed, disabled people, like Matt Murdock, over on Titans, they're bringing in Barbara Gordon, who, if you don't know, she's Batgirl, but the version that they're bringing on is her when she's Oracle, which is when she's in a wheelchair. And I really like that we're bringing in all these different kinds of people to show that anyone can be a hero. And I think that's a really strong message to send out because it shouldn't just be only specific people can be heroes and everyone else has to be bystanders or supporting characters or villains. I'm really happy that we're moving into an age where everyone can be the
Yeah, I
hero.
agree. That's one thing where I can see where I'm like really attached to Matt Murdock is because he's not your everyday superhero. By day, he's a lawyer. By night, he's, fighting crime in Hell's Kitchen. And when you look at him, you wouldn't be like, oh, yeah, you're a superhero. It's kind of one of those things where I'm 100%. And I never will be sold on the fact that nobody knows that Clark Kent is Superman solely because of a pair of glasses. Going back to Daredevil, like, for instance, if I was in the show and I knew Matt Murdock in real life, I probably would be like his best friend Foggy Nelson, where you just know him as a person. You wouldn't even think it would be something so far beyond that you would think that he would be a vigilante. And I think that's just so...
Yeah, I'm really grateful for all the different comic books that are out there, all the different TV shows and movies and animated series, because, I don't know, I feel like I get to see so many aspects of myself in characters, aspects of people I love in characters, and aspects of people that I feel like I want to see more representation for. I really love seeing all of that. I'm a big person on diversity, and we're starting to get there, and I don't know, I really just love it, and I'm hoping that one day we're fully in a perfectly diverse world and age of comics and superheroes. I love superheroes. I love comics.
Well, this was fun, and thank you everyone for listening. I hope you all enjoyed
it.
And thank you again for coming. And thank you for reading and listening to my blog. I really appreciate it, and I hope you enjoy it. Thank you.